Right, let's begin. Assuming this is Liyan Harvi, the Almana Liyan HaChamish. The Mishnah says that if a Sula gets married on Yom Ravi means on Wednesday. The Gemara will say it doesn't mean you get married on Tuesday and the B will be Tuesday night, which is Wednesday, but it means the marriage, the Chakasna is on Wednesday. And then Almana is Liyan HaChamishi, is on Thursday. So that the first Bia is Thursday night, which is Friday. Shepamayim b'Shabbos, but they do niyashim b'yorais. B'yem ha'sheni or b'yem ha'chamishi. Shemhoi lo itanis p'sulim ha'yem ha'shkin b'beth. Rashi says, Shepamayim b'Shabbos ha'besul ha'koi. That Rashi disturbs many of the Mepharshim. What's Rashi saying? Of course. You understand Pshat the Mishnah, you understand ha'besul ha'koi. So in the Haflah, he says that Zan, what happens if you have a woman who's both a Basula and an Almana? You can have a woman who got married and she had Erisin, she had Nisuin. And after the Nisuin, her husband died before there was a Bia. Loyalainu, they got married, and by the Chasna, the husband died. So it comes out that she's an almana. She had the suin. And she's a psula as well. Because she never had bia. So a woman who's a psula and an almana, when does she get married? Does she get married on Yom Ravi? Does she get married on Yom Chamishi? So he brings from the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam brings down this Lashon. He says, Psula nisus liyom ravi. Uva'ula liyan chamisha. Rambam says the Ferish uva'ula liyan chamisha. Which implies that as long as she's a psula, even though she may be an almana, she gets married on Yom Ravi. Now you have to understand that this is a shaila that's not unique to here. We're going to have other cases in the parrot where there are different rules for a psula and different rules for an almana. The marshal. For a psula, there are 7 days of Sheva Brachos. For an almana, there are 3 days of Sheva Brachos. An almana who marries an almana has 3 days. So you have the same nidai. What happens if she's a psula who's an almana? Does she have 7 days? Or does she have 3 days? So the afma is mendama. That's the same thing there. See what I was saying now, it should be totally in Bu'ula. It should not be totally in Almana. Usually in Almana is a Bu'ula. But then it should be totally Zebizeh. And that's why the Ikra is Basula. Basula is Liyam Ravi. Almana, only if she's a Bu'ula, then she's Yan Chamish. Now, how would you say in the Kavanas Rashi, Shapamayim B'Shabbos Absula Koi? The Rashi means what? This he wants to answer Rashi. He says, that's what Rashi is coming to tell us. Rashi is coming to tell us. What's it then if she's an almana who's a basula? So how would you fit it into the Rashi? As long as she's a basula, that's what I would expect him to finish. At the end he says, and then he's misopic. He's chayzer, and he's done a little more than Arifas and Ashar Lezis. Kavanas Rashi. So I expect that he's going to end off. The Rashi is saying, "Got Basula Kai, as long as she's a Basula. Who cares if she's an Almana? Who cares if she's not an Almana?" That's the way I would have finished off if I had been writing the Haflah. For some reason, the Haflah understands in Rashi that Rashi says, "Got Basula Kai," to tell you that it's not going in Almana who's a Basula. I don't understand. I don't understand how that fits into the Mashmais of Rashi. I would have understood for character Rashi fits with the Rambam. That a Basula Kai, the Ikar is, she's a Basula. The Ikar is Basula, the Ikar is not Almana. And then Rashi fits with the Shitas HaRambam. For some reason, I don't understand it. Maybe someone will explain it to me. He says in Rashi, Mamish Vakeh, he says, Rashi's saying a Basula Kai, he goes, Dafka on a Basula, and not if she's not Almana. You see it through the Mashmais Rashi, I don't understand. Agav, this would seem to answer the top Taisis, which I imagine you learned. Taisis here asks, why it doesn't say Habasula? Why does it say Habasula? It just says Basula. Taisis answer is because it's not going on any pasuk. Ba'isha goes on a pasuk. Basula is just Basula. What about Almana? How do you say the same parents? Almana is not going on any pasuk, so it doesn't say Ha Almana. There are Mefarshim who ask that Almana, there is a pasuk about an Almana who has to get married. By Tamar, it says Shvi Almana Beisavich Adigdal Shela Bishim. There's a pasuk about where it mentions Almana, the Gavi Chasim. By Tamar, it says Shvi Almana Beisavich. So, Shvi Almana Beisavich. There's a pasuk that mentions an almana in the context of marriage. So Taisa says if there's a pasuk, it should say ha almana. So why does it say almana if there is a pasuk? But according to the hafla, it's very good. Why? What? More than that. Rashi Chumash says that she was a psula. Right? Tamar, even though she was an almana, she was a psula. Right? Her husband wasn't ba'il har, but never did a bi'a gemura. If that's the case, if she was a psula, if she was an almana who was a psula, so then it's very good. An almana psula, that's not who the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about an almana was dafka a ba'ula. Being that she wasn't a ba'ula, so that's why I think that there's some cipher that says this, that says this part, and Shvi almana. But anyway, well, we're coming out, at least like the Rambam, and the way we understand Rashi, is that the Yikin Nekud of the Mishnah is Basula. It's totally Basula, it's not totally an almana. An almana means a ba'ula, says the Rambam. Alright, so what's happening? So he's coming to bed. So the next day he gets up and he goes running to Bezdin. He goes to Bezdin, and what does he say? He says to Bezdin that there was no Dam Sulin. It was Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. That's what he says. So Rashi learns that why does it help for him to go to Bezdin? So Rashi explains that really she's mutter to a husband, even if she's a bubu. Why? Because the Gemara will say there's a sex faker. A normal woman who's married to Yisrael, even if she was taka bu'ula, the woman is mutter because there's a sex faker. One topic, maybe she was nibala before erusin. Maybe she was nibala when she was still single. And a woman is a ba'ula when she's single, is not also to her husband. And secondly, even if she was ba'ula after Erusin, maybe she was nanas. Maybe she was forced. And if she's forced, she's also mutter to her husband. So there are two svekas. She's only also to her husband if she was nibala b'ratzu. And after Erusin, between Erusin and Asur. A yais that it's a sex faker, so Bezdin will say you're mutter. Now, that's the problem with the Mishnah. So what's the big deal? If she'll come to Bezdin will say you're mutter anyway, because it's a sex faker, she's also to you. So therefore, Rashi learns that Mitesh Yavai Le Bezdin Yisbarer HaDavar She Yetzei Kael Shema Yavai Uwe. That's in Achinami. In a normal case, if a woman who's married to Yisrael, in a regular, simple case of a husband, the husband will tell the husband, you're mutter to your wife, go back to your wife. The whole purpose of this takana is that a kohel should go out. And the tarik that a kohel is going to go out, hopefully, Edom will come. And the Edom will come, and they'll say what? See, Rashi doesn't say what the Edom are going to say. Evaluate them, and the Edom are going to say what? Mizana. I beg the session of Mizana Taktov, is that enough?
Only one subject.
What? Only one subject. Is that enough?
Yeah.
So let's see. Rashi's Moshe is Shemi. Now, obviously, we all know, certainly the last year, I'm Sachin, that the Atricius for Hakiris, that we ask any Aiden, there are seven questions we ask. And the six out of the seven, right? Which year, which month, which day, which hour? Right? We ask them the times. There's no question they might have to say when. But that's all. Rashi stops at Shemini Avayuwe. Tysus, if you look at Tysus Shehir, when he brings down Rashi Shita, the Kuntras Pirish, we'll get to Tysus Shita, but Rashi Shita, Shemitai Kachis, Bayer Adava, Yavayuwe, Dim Shazinza Berot, Tysus. So Tysus seems to say, Eidim are going to come. They say, we saw that she was Mizana Berat. Are they going to say when? Yes, they have to say when. If Eidim don't know when, we throw them out of bed. So Tysus learns, Eidim are going to say both minutes. They're going to say, Tachtav, that it was after Erisim. And they're going to say it was Berat. And the name of this woman is going to be also a Bible. But really, L'chaira, Tysus is very sad. Why? What would happen if Eidim would just say she was in Satachta, we saw the Mises Nuss, but we don't know who was Ba'ilis of Arad. What would the halacha be? What would be? It would be one Safik, and what's it mean by one Safik? She's also Safik Deraisa. No? Huh? Again, if a woman is a Ba'ula, the husband comes in, she says she was Nevada. So if, let's say the husband will be a fight, it should be also a Ba'ila. There's only one Safik. Was it Tachdom or not Tachdom? It should be also to her husband. But if the husband is Yisrael, which is most cases, so the Gemara is going to say that she's Mutter to her husband because they are two Safiks. Maybe she was Nibbalah before the Erison. And maybe she was Nibbalah behind this. In either case, she'd be Mutter to her husband. So because there's a Sveksveka, she's Mutteris Labayim. Let's say Eidim are going to come, and they're going to remove one Safik. Only one Safik. They're going to come into Bezdin and say, we know for sure that this Nus was Tachta. This Nus was after they were married. This Nus was after Erison. After they were married, but we don't know if it was Eidus or Rats. Now Bezdin's going to say, now there's only one Safik. If there's only one Safik, so she's like an Eishes Kayin, she should be asked to us. Because if her husband finds that she's a Ba'ula, and there's only one Safik, she remains asked. So Rashi's Lashon is very good. Rashi says, Yavayu Eidim. But when Tysus adds, Yavayu Eidim, Shazinza, Viratzen, Tysus means Hezbollah. What does Tysus say, Shazinza, Viratzen? Even if they can say, what a Viratzen? The Eidim must say when. That they have to say. So Eidim don't know when something happened on that Eidim. So they're going to have to say when. So once they say it was Tachtav, if they don't know, if it was Ba'inus of Aratzin, she's also us. She's also us to her husband. Because now it's only one Safik. So Tysus needs Hezbollah. Why does Tysus say that she's into Aratzin? So hopefully we'll get back yet to answer the Kasha. She needs a Hezbollah. The main issue here, the main shaila, is to understand the machlokes Rashi and Tysus. So let's go through. I assume that all of you have gone through Rashi and Tysus. Let's just go through quickly. Take a look at the fourth Tysus. He has to go to Bezdin. Rashi and Tysus are going to argue here. Why? Why is there a takana to come to Bezdin? What's the reason that we want the person to come to Bezdin?
Okay, Nashis Kayin, as we just explained to you, is only one suffix. If she's a Bu'ula, there's only one suffix. The suffix is, was it, we don't care if it's Nashis Kayin, who's Nibala Ba'ainis. Pastor Shalom, nowadays, when Kayin is married to a woman, and someone, Talila, rapes the woman, she's Nibala Ba'ainis, she becomes Asla Ba'ainis. Because the Eishes Kayin that's Nibala, even Ba'ainis, is Asura Labayla. So by an Eishes Kayin, there's only one suffix. Is she a Bu'ula from before they got married, in which case she's Muteris? A woman, a single woman, is not supposed to be Mizana, but she doesn't become Asa because of that. So if she was Nibala before they got married, she's Muter. If it's after they got married, by a Kayin, she's a Fa'asa. So there's only one suffix by Eishes Kayin. Or if Chusami Bashalosh, or if she's less than 3 years old, the Leka Elochat Sveika, because I mean a big enough. So then there's also one suffix. Why is there only one suffix by Chusami Bashalosh? Because if she's less than 3 years old and she's Nibala, so and then she has Erisin. A girl under 3 could have Erisin, her father can marry her off. Then if when she eventually has Nisuin and Dizabia, we know if she's a Bu'ula it happened after 3. Because a woman who's Nibala before 3, the Pesulim grow back. So in those two cases, they just kind of push in Baskim, like Elochat Sveika, could I mean a bit of a. I will be shy, Noshim, Dika Svek Sveika, Amaiti Nasali and Dal. So Rashi answered that already. Rashi said, because we wanted to come to Bezdin, and Yizbar Adavar, and the Kohen will go out and witnesses will come. But Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like Rashi's check. Rabbeinu Tam learns, like Rabbeinu Tam, the light flug Rabbana B'takan. It's a light flug. Shemeshes Kayim, Chusim Yibazim, O Tignu, B'chol Anoshim, She'in Nasa B'Yadam. So we have here Machlaikis Rashi Tam. Why were they misakin to get married on Wednesday so you can come to Bezdin on Thursday? Rashi Shita is that it's B'chol Anoshim. It's for everyone. That they'll come to Bezdin, the husband will come to Bezdin, and we'll go out of Kyle. Taisa's Shita is no. The Takata was made for Eishes Kayin and Pusimi Bas Gilu. Everybody has to get married on Wednesday. It's a light talk. It's a light talk. So which Pshat is these Hasbro? Which Pshat is easy to understand, and which Pshat is hard to understand? You'll learn this. Rashi is more passionate. What's the problem with Taisa's? What's the problem with Texas? Why does the Rashi want to lie? So what? Why should it be? So the Rabbi Kivega says the problem with Texas Pshat, why Rashi doesn't like Texas Pshat, is because we don't do a light flow from the majority of women onto the knee of the women. We do a light flow if we make a gezeira that applies in most cases. We say like, look, it applies even in Latin, even in cases of miyut. We drag a miyut with a right. If you make a tekana for a right, we could drag a miyut along and say like, look. Then it always applies. But we don't make a tekana on a miyut women, only Eishes Kayin and Chusami Bas Gimel, which is a miyut. How many women get married under 3? And how many people are Kayinim? It's a miyut nashim. For a miyut nashim, we're going to make a like, look on right. We don't do that. So that's why Rashi didn't want to learn like Taisus. Question is, why didn't Taisus want to learn like Rashi? What's the problem with Rashi's pshat? Well, first of all, Taisus is a kasha from a Gemara later. Taisus brings Rashi, and he has a kasha from a Gemara on Daf Tes. Which is certainly one of the reasons Taisus didn't want to learn like Rashi. However, Taisus says a tarot statue. What's on the cash? The Svara, we're in Rashi's Pshat. What's missing in Rashi's Pshat? She's Svara Hadot. So many Achrayim learn, probably the earliest, from the Shleimai and the Beis Yaakov, learn that Rashi and Tosis here are arguing in the Yosefus Tikkun Machlokes in Svek Svek. I should tell you before we begin that the first paragraph of Ksuba is Svek Svek. That's like the longest of Svek Svek is all in the first paragraph. Here in the Mishnah and Daf Tes, that's like we're going to spend a lot of time on the sugya of Svek Svek. And the Machlokes here between Rashi and Tosis touches on the Kuda Yosefus. Shaila of Svek Svek. That is, if you have a Svek Svek, are you mechuyev to try to make a koil and be mevara? The Torah said the Svek Svek is mutter. The Torah says the Svek Svek is mutter. Question is, when you have a Svek Svek, which is matter something, is there any chiyuv to go out and try to find an eitzah to be mevara the Svek Svek? If you could be mevara. Now this machlaik is shtells itself in many, many cases. The original machlaik is a shayla in the following case. The case in Yeridei. You have the Ramah brings in Simin Kuf Yud Siftes. Ramah brings a case where you have a chicken. The chicken has a broken wing bone. Broken wing, the bone in the wing is broken. But it's a chicken that you buy to eat after shechita. Is that a treifus or not? Well, what's the din? What's the din? Most of you didn't learn of this treifus. If you have a live chicken with a broken wing bone, is it a treifa? So the halacha is that really a chicken could live with broken wings. The wing bone is broken, the chicken is kosher. However, there's a chash that when the chicken flaps its wings, it's the bone, if it's protruding, if it's sticking out of the skin, might bang against its lungs and make a hole in the lungs. It might make a nekev in the rail in the lungs. And therefore, if somebody has a live chicken with a broken wing, broken bone, where the bone sticks out of the wing. It's cracked and it's sticking out of the skin. So we make that a tray for misafik. Because maybe when it flaps its wings, it made a hole in the lung. People ask, why would a chicken flap its wings? It doesn't fly anyway. So you have to ask the chicken. But chickens flap their wings all the time, it helps them breathe, explain it. So when it flaps its wings, it might make a hole in the lung. So if you have a living chicken with a broken wing bone, it's treifa. But this is not the case. The Ramah case is that you got it, you went to the store, you bought a chicken, it's got a broken wing bone. So the Ramah says that's mutter. The kayak specs fake.
That chicken?
That chicken, shekel. That's mutter, because there are two specs. What are the two specs? One suffix, maybe the wing broke after Shechita. And if the wing broke after Shechita, obviously it doesn't become a treifa anymore. Because once you shaft the kosher bird, it doesn't matter if you break the bone later. So maybe the wing broke after Shechita and it's kosher. And even if it broke before Shechita, it's only yasser because it's a suffix, maybe it made a hole in the lung. So it's a svek sveka. So the meila, the halacha is that chicken is mutter. You buy a chicken, it's got a broken wing bone, it's mutter, bikaya svek sveka, you're allowed to eat it. Are you allowed to eat it? L'chatchila? Yes. 100%. No shayla, you go to a rav, the rav tells you you're allowed to eat it. What's the shayla? What happens if you still have the lungs? In other words, when you buy chicken here in the store, you don't get the lungs with the chicken. But people bought a chicken. They had the whole chicken. They cleaned out the inside. Are you mechuyev to check the lungs for a hole? You can take out the lungs and blow it up and see if it holds the air. If the lungs are punctured on that, put it under water and see if it has a hole. So the Ramah says that there's no chiyuv to be mevar. Even if you have the lungs, you don't have to check. respect Sveika is mutter, and there's no chiyuv levara. That's what the Rambam says. The Shach says, cut and lamed hay. First of all, important, he says that this Ramah is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. He brings specifically Rabbeinu Tam holds that you don't have to be Bevar. And he says that the Rashba disagrees. Shitas Rashba is that a Svek Sveika, that you could be Mevar, you do have to be Mevar. So we have a Machlaikis, the Ramah and the Shach, or one of the Machlaikis, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashba, that the Ramah and the Rabbeinu Tam hold that you're not mechuyev to be mevar of Svek Sveika. And the Rashba, the Shach, hold that you are mechuyev to be mevar of Svek Sveika. Which is more pashit? You should be mevar, you shouldn't be mevar. Should. If you could be mevar, philosophic until you're mevar. So everyone feels that you should be mevar. On the other hand, the Torah said it's mutter. So why should you be mevar? The Torah said it's mutter. Who said you should be mevar? I never said it's mutter. So what does that depend on? So if you could check, you should check. Now, what would you hold? If I buy something from the grocery, I buy a loaf of bread, and I start clearing, does it have a hechsher or doesn't? So I say, well, let's see. Could be it has a hechsher, could be it doesn't. And even if it doesn't have a hechsher, it might be kosher anyway. Someone says, what do you mean? Look at the label. Oh, I don't want to look at the label. I should look at the label. I have a Svek Sveika. It's mutter b'kayach Svek Sveika. No? What would you say? It's not really a good Svek Sveika. It's written in paper. Like, it's too easy to check. Right, but my point is that the Svara, if you could check, no, you should have to check. I would think it's more pashut that you have to check. Obviously, the Rashba agrees with me, or Rabbeinu Tam agrees with you. The question is, what does that depend on if a lumdis, you should have to check or you shouldn't have to check? Obviously, this lumdis has a lot to do with the aside of sex health. We're going to try to be mevar what the machlaik is telling. But in the meantime, let's accept there's a machlaik. I think it needs Hezber, the Ramban needs Hezber, why not check? We'll leave that in the meantime. But what's the Machlaik? Machlaikis Lamaisa is that Rabbeinu Tam apparently holds, you don't have to check. You don't have to look. You don't have to figure it out. I'll give you another case, which is Lamaisa. It's always the classic case of a Svek Sveika in Halacha Lamaisa. You want to talk to Baal Habos. It's not really Svek Sveika. You can tell him, you know, a person got married, right, and they got up the next day, you went to Bez, and you stay over to Shabbos day. So you tell him this case. You have an Eishes Kayim. Remember from last year. An Eishes Kayim Uberes. Somebody's married to a Kayim. And she's pregnant. She's allowed to go to a Levaya. She's allowed to go to a cemetery. What's the Shabbos? The baby she's carrying is a Zohar. That she's carrying a kite. But she's not allowed to go into a cemetery. She's carrying a male, a kite. If the baby she's carrying is a female, a girl, a bas kite, is allowed to go, allowed to become tamei. Totally in B'nai Arab, a loy B'nai Shad. So what's the din? Is the pregnant Aisha's kite allowed to go to a cemetery? So the Shach says, she's allowed to go because it's a sex faker. One sopik, maybe she's carrying a male, maybe she's carrying a female. And afilu in Timtzalayim, she's carrying a male, a zachar, it's a suffix if the child is a nephil or going to be born. The child may never be born. She may have a miscarriage before the pregnancy ends. So it's a suffix suffix male, suffix female. Suffix if the child will be a Nefel, suffic if the child will ever be born. So the Shach says that she's allowed to go. So Yitzchak Rav Shaila, is the Eishes Kain allowed to go to a cemetery? So we'll tell him, yes, it's a Tiferes Shach, it's a Sfek Sveika, and the Sfek Sveika is mother. Now, at the time of the Shach, they didn't have sonograms. Today, even when a woman is pregnant, they can do a sonogram and tell you if it's a Zachar or a Ken. It's a Sfek Sveika that's Eshel of Adar. Here's the Shaila. Neshet Kayin is pregnant. She wants to go. She has to rub a shark. I go to Levi. What do you do now? Do you say it's a Beferi Shashach, it's Mutter? Or do you say, no, it's Eshel Levi? You go have a sonogram, find out if it's Zachar or Niken. Lechaira. We'll see yet. But Lechaira should be told you, it's not late. According to Rabbi Nutan. You have a sex faker, you know, there's no question where you're going to come. You don't have to be Mavar. A sex faker is mutter. You know, you're not mukhiyah to be Mavar, so it's 100% mutter. According to the Rashba, the Rashba says, no, if you could be Mavar, why not be Mavar? So that's not a head, that's not a sex faker. So the Chayra, this is probably in this Mavar. Now, it would seem very glad to learn that Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam here are arguing Mamish and Mishnah like this. Rabbeinu Tam couldn't learn like Rashi. Because what is Rashi learning? Rashi's saying that we made this whole takana for what? To be Mevarer Sfek Sveika. So we made this whole takana that you can only get married on Wednesdays. Imagine, it's hard enough to get a date now. You know, all chasas have to be on Wednesdays. It's a big takana. So why did they make the takana? To be mevarer a sex faker. So of course Rabbeinu Tam couldn't learn like Rashi. Because Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's no chiyuv to be mevarer a sex faker. There's no chiyuv to make a coil and try to get aided. If you have a sex faker, it's mutter. Rashi, on the other hand, he learned like the Rashba. So then he had to learn. If he holds no chiyuv to be mevarer a sex faker, so how are you going to learn Rashi? So, it could be the Rashi learned that there's no chiyuv to be mevarer sfek sveikus. Then the Sefer there is a chiyuv like the Rashba. Rashi learned like the Rashba. There's a chiyuv to be mevarer sfek sveikus. Since there's a chiyuv to be mevarer sfek sveikus, so therefore, Chazal made a takada that you should be mevarer. There's one more breath. This Tshuva brings from the night of Yehudah. There are a few Gemaras that are shver on the Rashba. The Rashba says you have to be Mevara. There are a few places where the Gemara seems to say Fakir. So the night of Yehudah says that this Chiyuv to be Mevara, a Sfek Sveika, only applies if you can be Mevara both Sveikas. If when you got to be Mevarer, you could be Mevarer both questions. Let's say you have a Sfek Sveika. And even if you go and you're Mevarer, you'll only be able to be Mevarer one of the two. It'll still be a Sfek, even if you're bitter. Is that an example of that? Sonogram case. Right? You have an Eishes Kayin. So she has a heter of Sfek Sveika. Maybe it's a Zachar, maybe it's a Mekayim. Even if it's a Zachar, there's a second Zachar. Maybe the baby is going to be a Nefel, be a miscarriage, maybe not. Now, you say, be Mevara. What could she be Mevara? She only Mevara one of the two stakes. She could be Mevara if it's a Zachar and a Kayim. But the sonogram is not going to tell you if she'll have a miscarriage or not. Nobody knows. It's only Hashem. So the Nevi Yehuda says that when you can only be Mevarer one of the two Sveikas, the Rashba is Maida that there's no Chiyuv Levar. The Rashba is Maida that if you can only be Mevarer one of the two, so what does that mean? We're going to be Mechayev you to go through a Birer, and even after the Birer, you'll be Mesufik. There's no Chiyuv. What? In this case, we'll talk. Okay, one second. In this case, you can only be Mevarer one Sveik. If you can only be Mevarer one Sveik, there's no Chiyuv. In the case of the lung, you could be mevarer both things. Because if you take out the lung, and you find that the lung has a hole in it, then you know about it, it's a treifer. If it has no lung, you know about it, it's a ksheira. There's no suffix in the halacha anymore. So where the birur will be mevarer, you'll know for sure what the halacha is, the Rashba holds, you have to be mevarer. Where the birur is not mevarer totally, so then you know, in the zochi of mevarer. Now, let's get back to the kasha I asked before. We're going to Rashi. Rashi, we said, holds like who? Rashi holds like who? Like the Rashba. Why do you have to go to Beis Din? Because of being mevarer. The only reason you have to go to Beis Din is because you could be mevarer at both places, right? I think it would be only one that you could be mevarer, you wouldn't be here. But in our case, is it possible to be mevarer at both places? Huh? Is it possible to be mevarer at both in our Gemara? How? How are you going to be mevarer both? Eidim are going to say? Eidim are going to say, she did a barus in Tafta. This answers the kasha we asked on Tysus before. When Tysus brings Rashi, he adds a few words. Tysus says, I'm Rashi. Shemetech kakis baradabi, you'll be a value Eidim, she's into Barat. So he said, why does Tysus say that you could be Mavarah through Eidim, or I'm going to say it's into Barat? Kids. It's enough, you'll be Mavar with Aiden, that it was Tachtav. We asked the Kasha that if Aiden will come and it was Tachtav, that's enough. Why does Tysus have to add in the Kabbalah's Rashi? Tysus explained Rashi Shita. He's explaining in Rashi Shita that it could be that Aiden will come, that she was in not only Tachtav, but the Mesa too. So we asked the Kasha, a number of the Mepharshim asked, why does Tysus add the words Shitzitza Baratz before? Who cares about Shitzitza Baratz? It's enough that Eidim will come, that it was talked of. But like in Eidim Yehud, it's very good. Because Rashi Shita is that why do we make this Takana? Because we want to be Mevar in the Speksega. How are we going to, we only Mechliya to be Mevar in the Speksega if you could be Mevar in both things. That it was talked of and that it was since of Arat. So it's Meduyik in the Lashon Taisus that when Taisus brings Rashi Shita, he brings that it was, there's a possibility that Eidim are going to come A, Shazinza Tachta, and B, Shazinza Barat. So that explains the Lashon of Taisus here. Okay, hopefully tomorrow we'll get further into this. My focus.